Earlier this year, Wisconsin residents and the governor rejected the idea of allowing people to shoot feral cats. A nonprofit group, Alley Cat Allies, will hold free workshops in five Wisconsin cities on its solution to the problem. Spokesperson Jessica Froman says trapping, neutering, and returning cats to their colonies reduces populations over time. Froman says often half the cats in a colony are young and can be socialized and adopted.
Those colonies, depending on how old the cats are to begin with and what, you know, what the area is like, they live, you know, could be 5 years, could be 12 years, depends on that cat's individual, you know, existence, you know, where they are and whether it's urban or that sort of thing. And so, you know, that cuts the cycle right there.
Froman says trapping cats to euthanize them doesn't solve the problem. Rather, she says it creates a vacuum, drawing more feral cats to an area's food sources. Froman says the so-called TNR is a method more acceptable to most people than euthanizing. But there's a problem with using the procedure in counties like La Crosse. Coulee Region Humane Society spokesperson Mary Vinson says the law prohibits the return part of the equation.
In La Crosse County, there is an ordinance against cats running at large. In effect, cats are required to be confined to their owner's property, the same as a dog. So a program for trap, neuter, and release in La Crosse County would really be against the law. So the first step would be trying to get that law changed.
Vincent advocates responsible pet ownership, including neutering and spaying. Still, she says a couple of Humane Society representatives will be at Alley Cat Allies workshop. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.